We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, hopefully the technical problems are all taken care of, so we can say a very good evening to you and how you be on this Friday night on your fan New York City at 11:11 on this Friday night. Steve Summers here from the kitchen, you there. Paulie Rosenberg, he's on the other side of the glass at 345 Hudson, and no from the 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a four-hour schmooze. God willing, right up until Sal Licata at 3 on your fan New York.
Honesty, courage, the backbone of America.
With the sixth pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Jamal Adams, defensive back, LSU.
We felt very happy when he fell to us, and again, he's a very good player, not just on the field, but really from an intangible standpoint. We really feel he'll be a real cornerstone type player for us going forward.
I'm versatile, but not only that, I'm a great person off the field. I'm not going to cause any harm to the Jets organization. We're going to get this thing rolling, and we're going to get back to that Super Bowl.
Cutler, one of three on third downs. He steps up in the pocket. It collapses again. He's under pressure, taken down. He lost the football, but they say he's down. It's Jamal Adams one more time.
Trouble on the snap, and Jamal Adams has recovered for the Jets. Jamal Adams recovers, and the Jets have the ball deep in Falcons territory.
Castle throws. Off the ricochet, it is intercepted. Picked off by Jamal Adams.
Turbin. Didn't get there. Looked like Jamal Adams may have led the charge from his safety position.
Well, and the ball came loose. They're saying it's the Jets' ball going the other way.
You know, he's an exciting player. He did a lot of things the right way. He brings a lot of emotion with him, and he got the team behind him and got us into it.
If I had a perfect place to die, I would die on the field. It's so much sacrifice that we go through as a team, and just connecting as one and winning ball games. It's nothing like playing a game of football.
All right, kids, what time is it? That's right, Jamal Adams time. As you know, this time seemingly every single month. Same time, same place, same station. Jamal appears to remind the Jets, pay me or trade me. Previously on Jamal Adams time, Jamal was making it clear that if the extension wasn't coming, he'd be going. And naming seven teams he'd prefer to be going to. Tonight's episode is titled The Status Quo, since Jamal is still a Jet without a new deal. Tonight's episode examines the backlash Jamal is experiencing from Jets fans, already turned off by rich baseball players demanding more money with over $40 million out of work, a raging pandemic, and hundreds of thousands marching and protesting social injustices. Future episodes promise to explore whether Jamal meets face-to-face with either Douglas or Johnson or both, whether they decide to make good on their promise to Jamal to work out a new deal in the offseason, and whether the Jets shift leverage over to their best defensive player by paying him and honoring their vow to make him a career Jet. And in a few months, in the offseason finale, whether Jamal holds out and becomes a team distraction, if indeed there is a 2020 season, and we'll get to that in a moment. Don't miss these future episodes of Jamal Adams Time, the once-a-month off-season feature that fits Jamal against Jets management. Same time, same place, same station, sure to come your way every single month, as sure as those bills you get in the mail. So, question. Is it politics getting into our sports, or sports getting into our politics? Some think the virus is a Democrat. Most know the virus is bipartisan, working both sides of the aisle. Translation, NCAA and professional sports. Now, we'll take the NCAA for a moment, because is this following item, is it politics or is it sports, or is it a combination of the two? Take the NCAA, take the Southeastern Conference, where the commissioner wants to get into a NASCAR, ride into Mississippi, and lose the Confederate flag, a flag that does not say liberty and justice for all. He also wants to get rid of those Confederate flags right around Mississippi, Ole Miss and Mississippi State as well. So he wants to clean the state of Mississippi of what was and replace it with what should be. Well, let's hope that if he sees any colored-only signs, that he removes those also. If only Greg Sankey, he could remove the virus, the commissioner of the SEC. The virus has been on a hot streak, making new hotspots around the country, and we haven't even left the NCAA. Nobody right now wants to be reminded Clemson plays at Memorial Stadium, and the nickname, Death Valley. 23 Clemson players tested positive. 23. The virus continues to be busy, very, very busy. And wouldn't it be something with Major League Baseball if they finally reach agreement on a season, only to have the virus cancel it? Today, as you heard earlier today, three major league teams closed their spring training facilities. And, of course, in Florida, it was, as you probably know by now, the Phillies and Toronto. And then in Phoenix, the San Francisco Giants. Well, tonight, Bob Nightingale of USA Today, let it be known that Major League Baseball is closing down and out all 30 spring training sites. All 30 of them are about to close for the cleansing and the disinfecting, the homogenizing, the martinizing, and the sanitizing. You can imagine what Major League Baseball would be doing if the season were underway right now in both Arizona and Florida. The 3 months, 3.5 months that we have been waiting for baseball to get going would have to stop just like that. Closing, baseball is 30, all of them, the spring training facilities for the cleansing. After earlier today, the Phillies and Toronto and Florida and the Giants in Arizona had a shutdown. Since March, when sports was shut down and the rest of us were shut in, we were thinking if a second wave couldn't find its way, we'd at least have the NFL to save our Sunday. You'd probably rather see a knee taken than the virus taking away the 2020 season. But now the warning has been issued, and it's been issued by the leading man of the spring and summer, Brooklyn's very own Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yesterday, Fauci thought football in a, well, in a bubble. He thought that's how possibly we can get an NFL season going, as if the virus would be, you know, not able to penetrate whatever bubble. Dr. Fauci, he didn't elaborate, but he was talking about insulation. He was talking, in a way, isolation, but he was talking about football may have to be played in a bubble with the virus causing all the trouble. And that was yesterday. Apparently, Fauci gave it more thought, thinking the virus causing all this trouble might find itself in a team's huddle. Now, here's the message. The virus could keep us at home. We may not have, and this is almost hard to believe, but as each day goes by in which we have none of the four major sports, and we keep reading and hearing and seeing the numbers of hospitalizations and intubations and all these cases, and more than 120,000 people who have passed away because of the virus, it's very, very possible, certainly more conceivable on this Friday night, that we really could be watching not real-time baseball or hockey or the NFL later on, and the NBA, and you know they are having some issues at Disney World, but the virus could very well keep us all at home watching the Major League Baseball Network, the games from yesterday, not from today or tomorrow, and we could be sitting at home and watching the NFL Network with games from yesterday and not today or tomorrow, and the same with the NBA and the NHL and college football games as well. I mentioned earlier, 23 testing positive with Clemson, and also a number of football players at the University of Texas. In other words, I mean, whether it's pro, whether it's college, the virus does not differentiate. And in places like Arizona and places like Florida and places like Texas and a number of other states as well that add up to about 18 or 19 states are just with the virus just on a wild spree and attacking everybody it can see. It is so, so awful and so, so depressing. And again, it does now come into play when all of us were thinking about, well, getting some baseball, looking forward to July 30th when the NBA would get going, the 24 teams that would get going in the NHL, when, of course, Las Vegas, one hub, and still it looks as though a Canadian city would be named as the second place where the games would be played. That still has been undecided. And the bottom line is, and with the NFL, we all thought, well, maybe, you know, in September, the NFL might get itself going. And they did have a couple of contingency plans, as you know, so that if the season in September was going to be pushed back, they had these contingency plans in play to play games after Week 17, after the Super Bowl, that first Sunday in February, and the rest of that February and into March if they had to. But they were going full steam ahead with what they thought, hoped to be, what they really hoped to be would be a full 17 games, 17-week season, starting on time. And now, with what Dr. Fauci was talking about, he was basically saying that the game of football, the NFL, what we know to be with the Jets and the Giants, it's possible and maybe even probable that there is not going to be any NFL. Now, you would like to think that's the worst case scenario. Maybe, God willing, there'll be some kind of treatment, if not a vaccine, by the time we get around to the National Football League. But right now, that virus is unchecked with no treatment or any vaccine. Dr. Fauci, he thinks it's very, very possible we won't see a single NFL player at all take a knee.
Hello, my name is Football.
Very nice to meet you, Football.
Here we get the big game coming up Saturday, and three of my best backs go out and get plastered and land in a ditch with a car on top.
McGrady has the ball. He gives it to Gershman. No, Sibley's got it. There it goes to right. Oh, no, it's a fake. A hidden ball. Crisscross, cross, buck, end around, double lateral, razzle-dazzle, spinner, split.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warns football may not happen this fall because of coronavirus.
The nation's top infectious diseases expert says that the only way he sees the sport happening is if players essentially are in a bubble, insulated from the community and tested nearly every day.
That's great, Pinky. You made a touchdown. Are you tired?
If your team loses, you drop 50,000 bucks. There won't be anything left to do but jump in the lake.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Penalty on the play. It's against Taxidermy Tech.
In order for a team to be able to do this, players would essentially have to be inside a bubble, not really having significant interaction from the community. They need to be tested nearly every day.
Signal! Una, due, tre, a bendy. This time we'll go left bendy. Hey!
You guys want to play football for me?
We can't play football.
You afraid you're going to lose your amateur status, huh?
Many of the players really are balking at the idea about being completely sequestered, understandably so, from their families for a period of time. Because once you get a player that's infected, even though as a young, healthy person, it might not be of any, you know, major impact to that person, there's still a danger that some young people we're starting to see now are having serious consequences. So you got to protect the health of the player.
This is football, chump. All you got to do when a man gets the ball is tackle him. Get it? The man with the ball, bring him down.
It would be hard to see how football, he said, would able to be played, you know, given that there's likely going to be a second wave. You can see the last line there. Football may not happen this year.
And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
And so, I mean, the news is certainly not good, and none of these games are as important as a human life. And the virus front and center in this this surreal spring and summer of 2020. And by the way, again, the news from tonight, and you know about it by now, and then we'll get to your telephone calls. We have a number of hours, and again, want to apologize. Don't know what happened. Paulie and I were talking as Bob was closing his update at 11 o'clock and all of a sudden disconnected. And really, both Paulie and I were scrambling, and all of a sudden with my Neo screener, it went bonkers and was started doing backward somersaults, and I was sitting here in front of the microphone, and neither of us knows what happened. Paulie and I were talking with each other and all of a sudden disconnected. So Paulie, to keep from the dead air, was playing a number of spots. And so we came on way later than 11:03. I think it was about 11:11 that we came on. So we have to apologize for that. The danger and excitement of live radio in New York City, like walking a tightrope with no net below. Let me get to this. We'll take a quick break and get right away to Kevin and to Jim and everybody else on the line. Again, you know that Bob Nightingale from USA Today, all 30 Major League Baseball team training sites have been shut down for the cleansing, for the disinfecting. That includes just every single person in and around the ballpark. No players, no staff members, no family members. Everybody goes away, far away from the field with all the no safety protocols in place. So, I mean, when they're going to have to, everyone's going to have to pass a virus test, as we say in the trade, before everybody is going to be allowed to come back. And in the NHL, 200 of their players have been tested, with 11 testing positive. So the virus is infecting, and just a major concern with all of us, whether you're, you know, on the ice or on the diamond or on the court or on any field that you can think of. The virus not only is so much a part of our awareness, number one, it is affecting, you know, whether or not we are going to have games, and not a very good sign at all that all 30 Major League Baseball training sites have been shut down, and nobody is getting back into any of them until they test negative with the virus. So, and again, 11 of 200 tested NHL players, 11 of those 200 have tested positive. Nothing but great news. Have a happy weekend. Who hasn't got a smile on their face? The extreme thought, the extreme possibility, and it's really more a possibility. I don't know if it's more a possibility or a probability. Choose one of those two words. What is not good here is the virus attacking the players and where they have been practicing and training with the Major League Baseball. All right, we'll take that quick break and then get right away to your telephone calls. Again, we apologize for the technical delay at the very beginning of the program. So far, maybe the best part of the program for me, as we go proceeding with caution, of course, right up until Sal Licata coming your way at 3 on your Fan New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.